So this morning I thought we could start just with a little gentle movement inspired by Beata's practice yesterday. And then we'll be moving into a body and breath meditation where we'll be really focusing on cultivating a sense of playfulness and joy in strengthening our attention muscle. So, I invite you to just get comfortable in your seat. We'll start with a movement in a sitting position. And you can just reach ceiling. And just stretching with the right arm over the left, the left arm over the right. Just noticing where you feel the stretch in the body. Noticing what this does to the breathing, to the mind. And then you can lower your arms. And then I invite you to draw a few small circles with the nose. Just working the neck a little. And you can do this with eyes closed or eyes open. You can make the circles a bit bigger in one direction and in the other. And then bringing that movement to a still. And maybe rolling the shoulders back and down a few times in this rolling movement. Playing a little with the speed and intensity of this movement. And in the opposite direction. And then what I find helpful for my own sitting is then bringing my shoulders back up to my ears, rolling them back and allowing them to drop. And this really helps to open my chest and gives me a sense of dignity in the body, which I find helpful for my own practice. So inviting you now to close your eyes if you haven't already done so. And just feeling into the after effects of that gentle movement. Maybe the body is a little warmer now, or more energized, or maybe more relaxed. And just taking a few moments to ask yourself what brought you here today. Why are you practicing mindfulness? And your answer can be anything, there's no need to judge yourself. Perhaps it's to feel more connected with yourself and others. Perhaps it's because you notice you're less reactive and more responsive when faced with difficulties. Perhaps it's for the sense of calm presence. Or maybe you're just experimenting and wanting to see where this path may lead. But really focusing on your reason for sitting can help bring you back to the cushion, back to your chair to practice. but also while we're sitting, so our minds are less likely to get distracted if we know why we're doing this. It can be helpful to set an intention for the practice. So, how will you approach your practice today? Maybe with patience and kindness. If you notice the mind is distracted, how will you respond? My suggestion would be with some joy and delight that you've had this moment of insight that your mind was elsewhere. And as I mentioned at the beginning of the practice, I recommend also an attitude of playfulness and experimentation to really find what works for you today. So just sitting here and to begin with, just allowing anything in the present moment to come into your attention. So maybe there are smells around you, or a taste of coffee, tea, breakfast still in the mouth. If your eyes are closed, perhaps seeing the back of the eyelids. Any sounds around you? And any sensations in the body? So, focusing on the body now, maybe it's helpful to adjust the posture slightly. So, noticing whether the spine is erect, it's helpful for it to be straight but not stiff. Lowering the chin can lengthen the back of the neck. Again, rolling back the shoulders can help. Getting a sense of balance. Forwards and backwards. Left and right. Noticing if there's any areas of tension in the body that can be released. In the face, so around the eyes, the jaw, the neck and throat, the shoulders and chest, and the belly. Seeing whether the strength and length of the spine of the back can invite a sense of softness and openness in the front, in the chest, and the belly. The feelings of weight and contact on the ground, the legs and pelvis and feet. And seeing what other sensations you can notice in the body. So the hands, sort of sense of coolness or warmth. How about at the face, on the neck? Feet. And if those areas are a little cooler than the rest of the body, are there any places where the body's a little warmer? It's just bringing this sense of curiosity and interest to what's going on now in the present moment. And if you notice you're lost in thought, just bringing yourself back to exploring the sensations in the body. Where's the body making contact? So your feet on the floor, your legs on a cushion, the body on the seat of your chair, places where the body's in contact with clothing. Wherever your hands are touching the legs, your knees, or lap. All of these sensations in the present moment. And also the sensations of the body breathing. So start with very wide open awareness. So noticing how the whole body breathes. The body is mostly water, and maybe you get a sense of this fluidity, noticing the wave of the body, wave of the breath in the body. The rise and fall of the shoulders, of the chest. Maybe noticing sensations of the breath in places you wouldn't normally notice it. What's happening at the back of the body as you breathe in and out? And to your sense of balance. At the back of the throat. Sides of the body. Down in the belly. Noticing whether the breath is long or short. Deep or shallow. Fast or slow. Noticing whether the breath changes at all as you bring awareness to it, or whether it remains the same. And at the chest, too, noticing what's here. Maybe a sense of the rib cage opening as you breathe in, and relaxing as you breathe out. And at the tip of the nose, so this can be inside the nose, or at the very tip of the nose, or at the top of the lip. Noticing the sensations as you breathe in, and out. And whether there's any quality of breathing that you can really enjoy. Maybe the freshness of the in-breath. And the ease and relaxation of the out-breath. And I invite you to stay at the tip of the nose now, focusing on the breath, but if you prefer to move to the chest or belly or somewhere else, that's fine too. And focusing on the sensations of breathing doesn't mean we need to push anything else away. It's just the spotlight of our awareness is on these sensations. It's fine for everything else to remain in the periphery of your awareness. Just focusing your main attention on the breath, the sensations of the breath. Maintaining the focus on the breath, in the background of your awareness, just noticing if there's any tension in the body once more, and if so, just releasing it if possible, and maintaining the main focus on the sensations of breathing. Noticing once more whether the breath is deep or shallow, long or short. And again, if there's anything enjoyable or nourishing, any pleasantness to focusing on the breath. If there is any pleasant sensation, focusing on that sensation too. How does that sensation make you feel? And if you notice that the mind was elsewhere, being grateful for being back in the moment, back in this moment. Noticing perhaps the difference between being here in the moment, this stillness, in this group, feeling supported and nourished. And those moments when you're caught up thinking. For this final minute, again, just settling on what's pleasant here now. And what you found helpful in today's practice. Or interesting, maybe something you hadn't noticed before. And inviting a sense of movement back into your fingers and hands, the feet, the shoulders. Taking a few deeper breaths if that's helpful. And opening the eyes. And coming back to the virtual and physical space around you.